The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
I want to take the time to say good morning to acting. Well, I don't know if he's there's a fine line, but I don't know if it's Policewood because it's not Nollywood, Bollywood, Hollywood. But acting ACP Russell is in the building. Acting ASP Russell is in the building with me this morning. And I see how we take off his and we take off mine too, you know, because the minds need to connect now. We just take off the hair so the minds could connect, you know. I sent him a message this morning and I tell him I'm looking to kidnap you off CNC3. I had to come downstairs and chat with me this morning. And he does never be, he's be worried, but then he don't be worried. This is the officer that comes here calm and poised. I didn't even realize he was outside. Right. So this is the officer that comes in the station calm and poised and very collective. You know, he takes his time in his responses, but he sheds light. So this morning, we're not going to ask him anything that's too bad. That's why he's here. You know, he's not even worried. But we have to talk about this. We got to get some clarification on the wrecking in Port of Spain. And he could shed some light on it, tell us, you know, what are some of our rights. I mean, it was cleared up by the TTPS in yesterday's papers. We got insight as to what could happen, what should happen, what shall, what must, all right? But there is something that came up as well. A video surfaced yesterday during the day of a vehicle being damaged when it was being wrecked. ASP Russell, good morning to you. Come into the mic and welcome to the program. You could just pull it to you and lay back, you know, that whole thing. There you go. Hey, look at you. You could lay back, man. Good morning. How are you, sir? Happy New Year. I ain't seen you since last year, but all the best for things, but all things.
Well, first of all, let me say good morning, Trinidad and Tobago, on behalf of the Commissioner of Police, the Deputy Commissioners, Assistant Commissioners, and First and Second Division Officers of the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service. We wish you a Happy New Year. Mm. As usual, it's a pleasure for me to be here to shed some light on this current topic.
I as a Russellite, I always like the... What kind of thing is this? Just so, Russell boy, you see that calm voice you just come in my studio with? You got the kind of music come on my thing just like that. All of a sudden, I hear in Boys the Men. Anyway, so the thing about it is, my good friend, I'm happy that you're able to come downstairs and give us about 10 minutes quickly. You know, we ain't gonna take too long. Just shed some light. I mean, the wrecking services in Trinidad and Tobago... as an officer, clarify for me, is it fact that officers must return the vehicle to you once you show up on the scene and they have not removed it from its place of resting?
Yes, indeed. They are to put down the vehicle and issue you a fixed penalty ticket.
There you go.
However, let me say this. To avoid everything, let's just do the right thing. You see, everybody is complaining about being wrecked. However, you are only wrecked if you are found in breach. Yes, it's the responsibility lies with you to do your due diligence. Having worked police complaints, I will have seen many reports of people saying that they were wrecked, you know, without any reason. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, some persons park on Henry Street. Henry Street is alternate parking. Mm-hmm. However, the no parking sign is at the bottom of Henry Street by Independence Square.
Ah.
So if you access Henry Street from Duke Street,
you ain't seeing that.
You're not seeing that. But does that say that you haven't committed a breach? Yes, you did commit it. You did commit the breach. I was now saying on air upstairs that I attended an event weekend. Mm-hmm. And as I came out of the event, a vehicle was being wrecked. Mm. And persons were, why are you all wrecking the vehicle? And what the officer did, the handbrakes on the vehicle was up. And they just dragged the vehicle about 10 feet. And then they came out. But I stopped the wrecker one time and said, yo, why don't we put on the dolly wheels immediately? Because we know the telephones will come on when you start to drag. It will come off just before you put on the dolly wheels. He said, sir, I hear you and I understand exactly what you are saying, but because persons started to gather and persons started to share their comments and their sentiments, he decided to move away from the crowd. I said, okay, I understand that, before it escalated. What happened is that driver took it for granted that because it's late in the night and no buses are working, he parked on the bus stop sign. But we need to obey the traffic laws, be it day or night. Regardless of the hour, the day, the time of the week, the laws remain in force. There's no law that would say, park by a bus stop and after 6.
Yeah, I agree.
So we need to do that due diligence to ensure that we ourselves, and our third persons, what a wreck is $500. I'm certain the fine is more than that, probably around $750 to $1,000.
I think it's about $2,000.
Oh, look at that. And it has been doubled. Yes, yeah. I remember. Everything has been
so
doubled.
So I think if it's what, $750 to wreck?
It would go on
$1,500. It's $1,500. Yeah, somewhere there. So it's more. But take the, let them wreck it and go down and pay the $500.
I think the inconvenience of this bothers most persons, but now the wrecking yard are indeed closer into Port of Spain.
It is.
But why
risk it?
Risk it. A car park may be $10 an hour.
Yeah.
When you look at $80 a day, as opposed to $500, even if you're minus that $80, you're still at $420.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. I'm glad you mentioned the dolly wheels. Mm-hmm. Now, the officer removed himself from the situation because persons gathered, which could become hostile. Mm-hmm. So you move, right? That's good. But in moving, you're damaging the vehicle. What happens, and this is the part I want to clear up with you real quick, and I love your approach, I must say, you often tell persons, listen, avoid it now. Just do the right thing. And that ain't gonna happen, you know. There ain't gonna be no problems. I love that approach. But the Prime Minister recently said we are a lawless dump. So we always hell-bent on wanting to do the wrong thing first and then argue for rights after. This is the scenario we're facing. The record removing what looks like a Civic. I don't know. I watch the video, but a gold car. And the bumper came off. The wrecker man pick up the bumper and put it on the back of the truck and gone with the car same way. The driver never appeared on the scene. Based on the 4 minutes and seconds video, the driver never appeared on the scene. So obviously, they're gone with it. That driver gone down to Hart Street or maybe down Shaken Street and discovered this. What redress? I mean, he pays his $500 to retake, right? So he paid the fine. But then his vehicle is damaged. What next?
Well, he can go through the courts, civil, and court for the damages and stuff like that. The thing about it is, by the time you pay a lawyer, I mean, you have to fix the car because you want to use the car.
So you have to dip in your own pocket.
So you have to dip in your own pocket, keep your bills, and then go through the judicial system, have it adjudicated upon. I know persons who would have done it, but it's less than more. When persons see the cost, like for the average man, you have a family to take care. By the time you go for the consultation, you're into the thousands. You still have to fix the bumper because you can't drive on the road without the bumper. You got another ticket.
There's another ticketable offense.
So, you know, you're kind of boxed in. But what I want to tell the officers, and what we always tell our officers, I mean, nobody wants to destroy your car. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I remember I was on the receiving end of a wreck, yes. And I was on the receiving end of getting a ticket as well. By my own officers.
I love what you just said.
So for those who thinking that we don't police our own, we do that.
But did you get a ticket?
Yes. I've gotten 2 or 3 tickets already.
You see that, folks?
From my own officers, who knew I was a police officer as well. I know many police officers who receive tickets. Many. Various ranks.
Wow.
Maybe bus route, maybe tint or otherwise.
They get a ticket.
They get a ticket.
They committed the infraction. I love what you just said because people have the opinion that they don't. And you as a senior officer could admit, I was ticketed by my officers. Your officer say, sir?
On at least 3 occasions.
So you did not do the right thing, Officer Russell. That's why it is lobbying now to do the right thing.
That's why I lobby now. And I'm saying, right? Like, for instance, I knew my vehicle needed to be inspected. And my spirit said to me, go and inspect your vehicle. $300 for inspection. When you look at the price of the ticket for not having your vehicle inspected, it's way more than that.
Yeah.
Granted, some persons will be in a position where they have to spend money for the vehicle to pass the inspection. But what I want you and to be able to understand and to really put in their minds and analyze and meditate on it is, everybody would have seen the long lines at licensing office,
mm-hmm.
the long lines by the inspection stations,
mm-hmm.
the long lines by the insurance company. So it gives you an idea of how many persons were just taking chances, sold a vehicle, never transferred, all these kind of things. Change the color, Never
reported it, updated.
Office.
Yeah.
Change engine.
Yeah, but which is the most, the color is okay, but you see the engine, they can impound your vehicle because they have no records whether that is a stolen engine.
You understand what I'm saying? And it just shows me how much persons were just
delinquent.
Well, that's you calling the public delinquent.
But the delinquent. Yes.
But what we are happy to see,
mm-hmm,
that persons have an increased vigor, for want of a better word, to do the right thing.
Okay, so it's $1,500 for the ticket. They said, Davey, in the corporation's responsibility is to clear the signs, is to have clear signs, all right, to assist the motorists to prevent them from breaking the law, because ignorance is no excuse of the law.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the ASP Russell now mentioned at the bottom of Henry Street? You can not know. I understand that. But it is, you can fight it in court. Go to court after, take a picture of the area, show them there was no signs, and you didn't, you're from South, you came into Port of Spain, you're unaware, and you get ticketed. You might be able to get some leniency in the courts. The next thing is, your lawyer can ask the state to pay your legal fees. Yes, that
yes,
can happen. Only after you win.
Only after you win.
But in Trinidad, we do have it like the American system, where have you had asbestos? Have you been exposed to cancerous? Come to us. We win, you win. So we only get paid when you get paid. We don't have that kind of law system in Trinidad.
So let me paint this picture. No. But once we win, you can apply for course.
Right. So that is...
But let me say this, though. You have not done your due diligence. So you would have parked in an errant manner. And you would have received wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And experienced some sort of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyer, consultation fee... You decide you're contesting whatever. Let's say it's a ticket and you decide you're contesting it. You get a date for 2028, 2029.
Yeah, it's going further. Right now,
right?
2035, 2032.
So just imagine, you're going 2035 or 2030.
That's when you now get into.
And you home, and you forget about this ticket. And the police officers appears in court.
And you don't. Problems
and a warrant is taken out, because once you contest it, you indicate your intentions to contest, you are issued a date.
Yes.
So it's your responsibility, maybe 1 year, 2 years, 10 years long, you would remember your date.
To keep a note. Keep
and
you.
The police officer goes to court and you're not there, then what?
But there's no warrant, eh? I personally experienced it where I contested a ticket, and what happened to me is that in the absence of me, they adjudicated on the matter, and I lost. I had to pay the ticket. Mm. It increased. I had to pay the increased fines.
And it increased.
It increased. So, remember, it's a violation, no, not an offense, where that is a bench warrant, like back in the day, but no, your fines increase, and when you go to renew your license, you realize, but no, they had to pay this, you know? And it comes up. It comes up. You don't escape. I have a call burning coming through here. Quickly and respectfully, good morning.
I'm on a day, good morning to the officer.
Good morning,
sir. What I want to say is, you see, you've just gotten a couple of tickets in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You pay them?
Yes, I did.
Of course you did.
But you're a good officer. I know. I tell you what I see at hand. I remember when I saw taxi.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw a policeman working around us because he was driving taxi as well.
Mm-hmm.
The police came. She gave the 250. He pulled out his permit and gave the provincial license insurance. He pulled out his police permit and gave the man. The police said, but I asked for this. So the police realized, no, he's a police. Didn't charge him and charge it to other guys. That couldn't be right. Right, and then I know a lot of them who on the bus route, and the police officers, police allow them to go. Mm-hmm. I tell them with their own private cars, personal
mm-hmm.
cars.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, some do the work and some don't. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. And before the ASP answers, I will tell you, yes, it's fact, and it happens in any job, not just the police.
Mm-hmm.
You have an employee come in, and they can step in the front of the line because they are an employee. They may not be working in this branch, they're working in the next branch, but because they're an employee, they get a blight. All right, it happens in every space of work, not just the police. All right, but I promise you, if the police shoot somebody and kill them and it's murder, they ain't gonna get no black. They will face the courts, all right? So the little bus shooting, the little traffic violation committed, just as much as citizens get black, why not? If a police officer say, all right, go through. I personally have no problem for a traffic violation, especially a little bus shoot or a parking, and you get the officer blight, because some citizens, I have received blight as well, and I am not an officer. So why ain't complain about those who get blight that is not police? You understand? So,
well, David, let me tell you something, and I'm happy that the caller raised that.
Mm-hmm.
My three tickets were for bus route 2 at $2,000, which I paid. Yeah. And the first one was at $200.
Yeah, $200.
Yeah? So I'm talking about,
you see,
as a ranked officer, sergeant.
At the time.
And the officer who gave me the ticket was junior me.
A police constable.
And I took my ticket and I paid it.
What you could do?
You understand what I'm saying? I got that wreck on that day, my car was damaged as well. It was a four-wheel drive vehicle, a wagon. So they did not realize the rear diff was destroyed.
Wow.
And I just took it and I got wrecked from in front of St. James Police Station whilst working. I'd finished work and getting ready to go and do an extra duty. And I went and I paid my wrecking fee.
So you're only listening?
I paid it.
This is, and there are many other police officers like Officer Russell that experienced this, you know, from juniors, you know. So, all right, you breached the law. And just to liken it to this, if all you're worried about Russell being ticketed by his juniors, remember it was juniors who lock up the commissioner and detain her. So people working in her office under her. So if that could happen to her, oh God, let me be real. Well, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Please don't be too long, eh?
Officer, good name, man.
Good morning.
Officer Russell.
Officer Russell, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Officer Russell, I have a little problem. A few nights ago, there was an incident somewhere around Twin City, Piako, where a police vehicle left one side of the road, took out a lamppost, police female officer flew out the vehicle, and the vehicle collided with three other vehicles. I have not heard the police explain to us where that officer was going at that hour of the morning at that speed, or apologize to the citizens who was involved in those accidents. So could you give me some light on that matter, please? And what is the status? Because now we're saying our country is broken. There is no money. And now I'm out of a police vehicle, and I'm also out of two officers. So somebody tell me something where that matter is concerned, please.
I would... To be honest, I'm not the officer, but the police don't owe you an explanation. But go ahead, Russell.
Well, let me first say, sir, I am indeed unaware of the situation, but let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. A road traffic accident, the rules and regulations remains the same, whether it's a police officer mm-hmm. in their private capacity or on the government's time, doing the government's work, driving the government's vehicle. Actually, the investigation is even more thorough when it's on the job driving the government's vehicle, because there's a cost attached that the controller of accounts will have to find the money to fix the persons involved. So if that officer is indeed wrong, and I would have seen officers and witnessed officers whilst in the capacity of their duty that committed a traffic breach that resulted in an accident, and I would have seen them classified as a wrong person. So let me tell you something, an investigation still have to take place mm-hmm. and we will let the chips fall where it may. I will tell you something, Trinidad has this great notion mm-hmm. that police officers are for police officers, and let me tell you something, it's less than more. You may find the occasional situation where a batch may assist somebody, mm-hmm. but it's less than more. When you look at our disciplinary process, how many officers before the tribunal and how many officers has been charged by the Professional Standards Bureau, let me tell you something. There is no organization in Trinidad and Tobago that police their own like we police our own.
This is good intel. I thank you so much for this impromptu interview, no? This is really good intel. I promise only 10 minutes, but Russell is sharing, boy. Good morning.
A pleasant good morning once more, Davey, and ASP Russell, a pleasant good morning. ASP, greetings to you. Happy New Year.
Quick time. Anyways, thank you, sir. Same
to you. We have limited time.
But hear what? Davey, I'm going to tease you this morning, and ASP Russell is competent, so you're going to... You raised the issue with earlier with the Road 2 Maxi Taxi Drivers Association. Right, so I want to make us the preamble is that every maxi taxi driver is self-employed and is not committed to the association, and if it is that he raises his fees, he has committed no offense at all. I wait on the response from the officer.
All right. Well, that's that has nothing to do with the police. All right. And I have to leave it there. And I want to thank Officer Rodolfo Filolego Ambush, Officer Russell, and ask him a million questions. That is not it. We'll get him at another time where he's not too busy and we can chat for an hour. But for now, I graciously thank you. Thank you for sharing. The most important thing I want persons to understand, that the takeaway from what I did with the interview, is that do the right thing. And you do have redress. If you do the wrong thing, you can go through civil litigation to get repairs, but it's a tedious process. You have to get a lawyer. And in some instances, sometimes do repairs to your vehicle before you drive over, because if the differential is damaged on the parking lot of the police, who am I mechanic to come and see about it? But here the thing, Russell, if you do have money to see about it right there and then, you have to pay the storage fee of $200 for the next day?
Yes, indeed. Oh, so God. I am saying, if you know you don't have the money to pay the fine, what to do? Comply with the rules and regulations.
So if it is the vehicle get damaged, right? The police, you pay the $500 to release it, but the police, you tell you, well, okay, we sorry we damaged it, yeah, but you got to take it with the court, you go to the police complaint, you go through the process. If the vehicle is undrivable because of the damage, like the diff or something, and you had to repair it, and your car get a mechanic until the next morning, you had to pay the $200.
But then get a record to come and wreck it.
Oh, my goodness.
For that, another how much? 100?
500 and change.
So then you need to just do the right thing. And I will tell you this, even in criminal matters, everybody's entitled to a defense.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, oh gosh, boy, this is information. I thank you very much, Russell. I really want to thank you. I saw you last week. I don't feel I didn't see you. I didn't see you. But this morning was important for me. So thank you very much. 15 before the top. Let me let the man go. He has a lot of policing work to do.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.